But star of the show was a brand new acquisition. It was the statue known as the Olmec Wrestler. Its display of anatomical detail and Greek-style proportion made it one of a kind in Olmec art. Held as proof that the Olmec civilization was every bit as sophisticated as any in the classical world, he quickly became a poster boy, not just for the Olmec, but for all of ancient Mexico. And it's with the Wrestler that we see the impact of Winckelmann and his version of classical form on our Western way of seeing.
What appeals to us about him are those shades of Greco-Roman art that seem to fit with our own expectations of artistic achievement, the expressive twist of the body, the apparently naturalistic muscles, and the strikingly realistic face. There's even the name that he's been given, with its echo of classical Greek sport. If this is the work of an outstanding Olmec sculptor, it's one who by chance got later Western tastes spot on.
But so perfectly does he measure up to Western ideals that some now believe that he is, in fact, a fake. The work of someone who understood the all-pervasive allure of the classical style.